Good morning. Happy New Year. Y'all look like y'all right ready to plunge into it. All right, it's good to see you. Welcome. If you're visiting, we're glad you're here. We want you back. And it's good to be able to gather and go into a new year knowing that God is still good and He's still faithful. Amen. Let's look at some announcements. The Ladies Auxiliary Lap Quilt Project will meet January the 13th, January the 5th, the official board meeting. That's today. We've had to move that time to 3:30, 3:30 this afternoon. January the 8th, choir practice on Wednesday. The 9th, Bible study, that's on Thursday at 10 a.m., January the 12th, dedication of the veterans lap quilts. We'll do that Sunday morning on the 12th. Also, the official business meeting will be at 5 p.m. Ladies Auxiliary will meet at 4 p.m. on the 19th, Sunday evening, and Tuesday the 21st at 6, the deacons will meet. Choir practice January the 22nd at 6:30. See the note at the bottom about if you need to use the facilities, see Donna. Also, the men's prayer breakfast met this morning at Gray Branch. We had a real good number. And entering 50 years of men's prayer breakfast. So, we're excited about this year. We know God's going to do some good and great things. Continue to pray for the men's prayer breakfast and be a part of it. I think next month we'll be meeting over at Smith's new home. All right? We'll remind everybody. Does anybody have any announcements?
Backpack buddies will meet tomorrow at 6 at 1 to do.
Where are you going to meet at?
In Sunday
school. All right, Backpack Buddies over here tomorrow at 1.
And I send everybody an email on the committee, I think. If I miss somebody, I apologize.
All right. Anyone else?
Yeah, Ladies Women's Auxiliary will be meeting over there from now on for next
month. All right. Turn to hymn number 813 and stand for the call to worship. Glory be to the Father. Together, responsive reading. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth.
Sing to the Lord. Praise His name. Proclaim His salvation day after day.
Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples.
For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise.
Father God, it's an honor to be able to come together today with your people here in your presence. To proclaim, to praise, and to sing about your goodness and mercy, the salvation you provided to us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bless all that we do. May Jesus be magnified in Christ's name. We pray. Amen.
Let's turn our hymnals to 288. We're going to sing verses 1, 2, and 5 of We Three Kings.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Ms. Jennifer McLaughlin has our scriptures this morning. Good morning. Our Old Testament reading is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 10 through 14. And in true Miss Linda Faye fashion, she always tells us what it's about. And so this is from the section of the restoration of Israel, Jeremiah 31, 10 through 14. Hear the word of the Lord, you nations. Proclaim it in distant coastlands. He who scattered Israel will gather them and will watch over his flock like a shepherd. For the Lord will deliver Jacob and redeem them from the hand of those stronger than they. They will come out and shout for joy on the heights of Zion. They will rejoice in the bounty of the Lord, the grain, the new wine, and the olive oil, the young of the flocks and herds. They will be like a well-watered garden, and they will sorrow no more. Then young women will dance and be glad, young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow. I will satisfy the priests with abundance, and my people will be filled with my bounty, declares the Lord. And our New Testament reading is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. And this is the section, it's amazing scriptures, but praise for spiritual blessings in Christ. So Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise and for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. The word of God for the people of God.
We were not going to have any special music this morning. This was decided a minute or less prior to the chimes being chimed.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome
continue to worship as we pray. I remind you about the prayer concerns on the back of the bulletin as you pray this week. Remember those. Do we have any names we need to call this morning? Okay. Any others? All right, as we enter this new year, let's certainly be thankful to God for getting us here. And certainly pray for one another. Well, let's take a moment to pray. And Michael Gray, would you lead us this morning?
So I'll turn to 290 in our hymnal, stand and sing the first three verses of As With Gladness, Men of Old.
As with joy they hailed its light, leading Well, we thank you for this beautiful day, the opportunity to come to your house and worship you and to praise your name for all the blessings that you poured out upon us. We thank you for a new year, and may it be a year that our ministry continues to grow and spread throughout this community. Be with us now as we give back to you a portion of that which you have so richly blessed us with. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Stand for the doxology, please. Seated. Today's scripture comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, 11. I'm sure you've heard this many times and can probably quote it. The New Living Translation says it this way, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a hope and a future." We're entering into a new year. How many of you have got all your plans mapped out? Randy Smith said this morning, he told his wife a year or so ago, that his plan was to have a thin waist and a thick wallet. At the end of the year, she told him, "You got it backwards, son." Many of us may not even know what our plan is. They're just going to let it happen like it happens. But God's not like that. This scripture says that the Lord says, "I know the plans I have for you." God already has a plan and a purpose for us. And I tell you, as we enter into this new year, we need to keep that in mind, that God's way is the best way. Also, as we enter a new year, it's a perfect time for us as Christians to reflect, to realign, and to renew our faith in God's promises, promises contained in His Word. As we start a new year, it brings fresh opportunities and new challenges. And we look at it as God sees it. There are countless blessings fixing to come our way because God is good. Church, it's important to step into this new season, this new year, with hope, with faith, and with purpose. God's Word provides us with timeless encouragement to face what may be even unknowns ahead, to face them with faith and confidence. This is important because God has called us to help people find and follow Jesus, and never in the history of our world has this ever been a greater challenge. As we enter this new season, let us embrace it. Let's embrace this new year with faith and purpose. And let us apply these truths we're fixing to look at from the Bible and adopt God's plan as our guide as we engage into the new year. As we begin into this new year, if we're going to embrace the new year with faith and purpose, I think we should start by reflecting on God's faithfulness. You know, most of the hymns we sing are writers thinking about how good God has been, how He's blessed their lives. And they write these words down, they put them to music, and we sing those hymns about the faithfulness and the goodness and the mercy of God. It's a reflection on who God is and what He has been in the lives of His people. So before we look forward, let's take a moment to look back and reflect on ways that God has been faithful to you in this past year. Not just in the good times, but even in the midst of trials, when it seems like we were all alone and maybe we're destined to fail, God was still faithful. And God was still a provider. He was still a God who blesses us with abundance. He protects us. He's a God who always gives us guidance and He gives us hope in the face of uncertain times. A God who has demonstrated faithfully how much He loves us by sending His Son at what we call Christmas to grow up and to die a death on a cross, a cruel crucifixion, to suffer for my sins and for your sins. The Lord's love and mercy that is extended to us each and every day, whether we recognize it or reflect upon it or not, God is always God. The writer of Lamentations says in Lamentations 3, 2, 22 and 23, he says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases." I think sometimes that's what gets us in trouble. We forget to love when we're supposed to. Can I get amen on that? Amen. We like to love when it's convenient, don't we? You know, we like to love when we feel like loving someone. But God's love and mercy, it never ceases. Even when we're at our worst, God still loves us. His love, His mercy never comes to an end. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, Lord, He says. So as we reflect, let's recall on God's faithfulness. If you can think back in this past year, you can see those times where God has been faithful. Even when we fail to even recognize God, God is still faithful. Man, He brings that sun up every morning, don't He? Huh? And we work that day and we work hard and we're ready for the sun to go down, aren't we? And God does that. And He's so faithful. We got this thing called a clock, right? And you know, we're actually setting a clock by the faithfulness of God. How God has set things in motion and how He causes them to work for our good, Oh man, God is good and he's faithful. So as you recall his faithfulness, let it fill your heart with gratitude. You know, we think about how grateful God is to it. We should be filled with gratitude and even confidence that God still loves us. Even this morning as we worship, as we think about God and reflect on his faithfulness, we can just feel and experience the faithfulness of God. Praise his name. Glory to God. Reflect on God's faithfulness as you begin this new year. I think the second thing that we need to think about as we go in is we need to set God-centered goals. You know, the start of a new year is a great time to set goals. And I know a lot of people say, you know, I used to set goals. I don't do them no more because I break them within a couple of weeks. You know, and then some people, they still try to set goals, and some, you know, they do the best. You know, I think a lot of times what gets us in trouble, we don't set God-centered goals. We set the wrong kinds of goals. Proverbs 16:9 reminds us the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. In other words, there's man's plan and women's plan. And there's God's plan. It's God's way and my way. Yeah, huh? Oh, me. And a lot of times my way does not have God in the center of it. You know, we make plans and God is not in the center of our plans. More than likely, they're going to fail. Okay? So as we set goals, we need to set God-centered goals. We need to seek God's guidance in prayer and allow his word to direct our objectives for the year ahead. We want to be certain as we enter into this new year and we set goals that they're worthy goals. And we want to be certain that our plans are aligned with God's plan. God's plan's already established. God's plan is going to be fulfilled. God's plan is working for our good. And we want to be certain that we're engaged with all that God is doing in the world and in our midst. So whether we have goals related to spiritual growth or relationships or health or work, we need to put God in the center of them. We need to ask God to help us pursue the goals that we set with wisdom and with diligence, with integrity, and always remember that God's plans and purpose are always for our good. And we can give God glory for that. Amen. And also would be mighty helpful as we enter new year, number three, to embrace God's new beginnings. You ever made such a mess of something you just want to start over? Huh? Yeah, whether it's cooking a cake or trying to pick out the right kind of socks or clothes or or just trying to do something in general. Sometimes we make such a mess of it, we just need to forget about it and just start over. One of the beautiful things about God's grace, one of the beautiful things about salvation through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is it's done, it's finished. And all God has said is that we need to accept it and receive it and to live in it. And we can start over afresh and anew. That's one of the beautiful things about God's grace. It offers us a fresh start no matter what has happened in the past. You read through the Bible and you see people that God used, and most of them had a really pretty bad past. I mean, they were murderers and adulterers, and I mean, they weren't really very good people. But those are the people that God chose to pick up and to start them on a new path and give them a new hope. No matter what has happened in the past, God's love and his forgiveness allows us to move forward with hope. And that should give us a tremendous incentive to hang on to God in this new year ahead. Isaiah 43:18-19 encourages us. It says, "Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. We need to ask ourselves, are there broken areas in my life? And if we were all truthful, there are things that are broken in our lives. Well, I would say to you today, and I'd say to me, God wants to fix them. Amen? And God wants to do even greater things than we even dream possible. God wants to change us into His liking. He wants to recreate something new in us. He wants to recreate something new in you, something better, something that looks just like Him, something that the world will stand and take notice of, something that will bring Him glory. And church, I believe we go in this new year, we need to embrace God's new beginnings in our lives and trust that God is at work in our lives. That the God that we serve is alive. He's not a dead God. And He wants to work in our lives and work on our lives and create new opportunities and paths. Even when we don't even see one, God wants to make a new one. That's the kind of God that we serve. Amen? Embrace God's new beginnings. God is going to do something new this year. We want to be sure that we embrace the new beginnings with God. Fourth thing we should do is trust in God's strength. We like to trust in ourselves, don't we? Nobody here? Okay. You know, we like to kind of sit down and contemplate and think about and count and this and that and say, well, I think I can do this. Or we say, well, no, I can't do that, you know. And so we kind of want to trust in our abilities and that sort of thing. But, you know, sometimes we just need to trust God. You know, sometimes we're better off if we forget about what we think we can or can't do and just simply trust God and allow God to do it. And it doesn't mean that we do nothing. It means that we're ready to do something, but we only want to walk when God moves us. We want to trust His strength and His wisdom. This coming up year will bring challenges. There will be some uncertainties. And as we face these in the new year, I want you to be reminded that we must trust God's strength. The truth is, life has a way of exposing our weaknesses. Amen? Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. And that's just a small few words, but there's a lot of power packed there. You don't always have to rely on your own power to overcome or fulfill your God-given purpose. God has promised to do a work in us that helps us to become overcomers. And God doesn't always call those who are qualified, but He always qualifies those who are called. Church, God calls us to help people find and follow Jesus. And God's strength is more than sufficient to make this happen. We just have to go forth and do His work in His strength. So as we enter this new year, we must take time to pray and seek His strength daily. And daily call on His Spirit to empower us as we face whatever lies ahead with courage, with faith, and victory. And then I would say to us this morning, as we begin a new year, we must walk in God's peace. This week we've seen a lot of violence on TV, haven't we? People being run over with cars. Who would ever think someone won't do that? Someone blowing up a car at some buildings. People being shot. And I mean, you just think about, it seems like we live in a society that's anything but peace. So much chaos and confusion and meanness. I tell you, It feels good to know that God offers us His perfect peace. It's good to know that God was able to look down the road and He would know that one day we would need to hear these words from Jesus. In John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." As we step into the new year, we need to allow God's peace to guard our hearts and to guard our minds. Many times, this world threatens to overcome us with fear and anxiety, and we just lock down. And we can't be what we need to be as Christians. We can't need to be what we need to be as neighbors or co-workers or employees or church members. We're shackled by fear and anxiety. And as we enter into this new year, our prayer should be to ask God to guard our hearts and our minds with His peace. When that fear and that anxiety comes upon us, we must pray to God and surrender our anxieties to Him and trust in His sovereignty over every aspect of our lives. God is able to do things that man can't do. God is able to do things that man can't even explain. He's Almighty God and He's sovereign. And when He tells us to walk in His peace, we would do well to do that. And as we walk in His peace, and only as we walk in the peace of God, we will be able to show the world what it means to follow Jesus. And the last thing I want to say is, as we go into this new year, encourage one another. Be a blessing to someone. There's too many people that are everything but a blessing. Now, I know that's none of you. I know that. But I'm just reminding us all. We need to be encouragers. Okay? We need to lift up, not tear down. We need not to forget the importance of unity and oneness in Christ. We need not forget the importance of community, just how important it is together and fellowship with one another and be accountable to one another. We are called to build each other up and to walk together, together in faith. Hebrews 10:24 reminds us, let us consider how we may spur one another along on toward love and good deeds. You know what a spur does, don't you? We got an old mule down there. If you ride her, you better put your spurs on. Because she is content to just not move. But when you got them spurs on, if you kind of bump her a little bit, she'll go on. You know, sometimes we need to be spurred a little bit, right? Huh? In the right direction. We need to spur one another on toward love. Huh? Love. We need to love one another. And like the old bishop said, we need to love the devil out of each other. And he said, that'll keep us busy for a while. We need to spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Doing good things for one another. That's how we build up one another. Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. We need to continue to gather together. He says, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching. In church, it's true that everything we do is about helping people find and follow Jesus. And it's also true that we must be about finding ways to encourage and to support one another. Not just here in our little church, but all out in our communities. And our brothers and sisters in all the world. There are many ways that we can encourage and strengthen and spur on one another. Together, together, we can grow stronger in our faith. Together, we can pursue our God-given goals and purpose. Together, we can have a greater impact for the kingdom of God. The world needs good news. And together, we can carry the good news of Jesus to all the world. Because everything we do is about helping people find and follow Jesus. In this new year ahead, we need to encourage one another. So in conclusion, you know, many people just enter into the new year with no plan at all. As one man said one time to me, he said, whatever will be, will be. Many have plans, but they leave God out. They're not God-centered plans. And I would say this is not a very good plan, either one of those. But Jeremiah reminds us what the Lord says, for I know the plans I have for you. Don't forget that this morning. God already has a perfect plan for every single one of us in this new year ahead. Their plans are good, huh? You know what good means, don't you? Good. Uh-huh. That's right. To give you a future and to give you a hope. God's plans are for good, church. We must trust that God is working behind the scenes to orchestrate a bright future for us, even when the present seems uncertain. God is going to work it out for good. This can be the greatest year we've ever experienced. As we align our plans with God's plans and do everything that we can to help people find and follow Jesus, I believe God is going to bless us like never before. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the gift of a new year. Especially a purpose you've created us to fill within it. And as we step into this fresh season, today we want to commit our plans, our dreams, and our challenges to you. Lord, guide our steps. Lord, please strengthen our faith. And Lord, please fill our hearts with your peace and with your joy. Help us to trust your promises and walk in your will each and every day in this coming year. And above all, may our lives bring glory to your name and all that we do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Let's turn to 267 in our hymnals. Stand and sing the first four verses of I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day.
Play.
again, it's good to be with you this morning and worship on this New Year's Day Sunday. And hope your plans work out just the way you and God have them designed. Don't forget, this evening at 3:30, we'll meet for an official board meeting. Do we have any other announcements, anything anyone has to say?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else? Experiencing God's sign up sheet on the bulletin board in its sign up sheet on the bulletin board in the educational building. You go down that hall, it's a big board on the right.
Shining,
that's right. Shining. Put your name on there. All right. Well, have a wonderful day and be safe and give it all to God until we meet again. Let's pray. Billy, would you dismiss us?
Father God, we thank you for this time to be here and for your word that was laid upon our hearts. We thank you for this new year as we reflect upon what you've brought us through in the past year. You walked with us many times, you carried us. We thank you for that. We reflect upon your goodness as we go into this new year. Help us, Father, to realign our hearts and our minds with your word and what it is that you will for us to do. And we just thank you, Father, that you go with us as we reflect and we realign. We know we'll be renewed in our mind and in our spirit because your thoughts and your ways towards us are good. And because of you, we do have hope in the future. We thank you for that. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you will continue to lead and direct us into this new year and help us to bring encouragement and life and light to those who need it. In your word we pray. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.